If you and your team want to cut down on busy work and get more choice and control over accounts payable, you need BILL. BILL Accounts Payable is your secret weapon for saving time on AP. And with a special offer at bill.com/podcast, you'll save money too. With BILL, streamline your entire AP process, including bill creation, approvals, and payments. You can pay with ACH, credit card, check, and international wire transfer. Plus, you can easily integrate with most accounting software. No wonder hundreds of thousands of businesses are already using BILL to manage their AP. Schedule a free demo now to see how BILL can automate your financial operations. And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to BILL Accounts Payable. There's never been a better time to sign up. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Eastrick. 5 o'clock hour, middle of the 5 o'clock hour. We're going about 10, 12 minutes here. I wanted to jump into, because Strick, we haven't really been able to talk about Austin either, about the potential news or the groundbreaking news of the Lakers catching the attention of Dan Hurley. Obviously, there's some
deep conversations.
Right, there's some deep conversations. Yeah. Obviously, Dan Hurley's got to, you know, look, you only can, it is, before we get into it, about what it means for the Lakers, and I think UConn would be fine. But I will say this, there's only so many times you can turn down a big job versus a, like, you know what, you X'd off the list. Because the hard thing is, if you turn down the Lakers, or I don't know what other job that's going to come after him in college, those won't come around all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think a job like UConn comes around all the time, but he can go get paid at a big time. I think he could easily, you know, if he came to the NBA, he could go to Texas. He could go somewhere to a Power 5 school and do just fine. But I want to ask you guys about the news, because everybody thought it was J.J. Redick. It's just a matter of time before they work out the nuances of J.J. Redick, and he was going to be LeBron's puppet. Now it's being said J.J. Redick has withdrew his name, right? Power move on his point, right? I'm not here. If you want me, I'm the only candidate. But if since I'm not the only candidate, I'm going to holler at you. Mm-hmm. Then Hurley, I mean, the news broke essentially at like 5 in the morning.
And he put a tweet out too.
Yeah, like 5 in the morning. So
you got that? Did you see the tweet he put out?
Hurley's or Woj's? Hurley's. I saw Woj's. Hurley. I didn't see Hurley's, no.
I think Hurley put out a tweet. Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to ask you, how do you think he would transition realistically to the NBA as a coach? Everybody's going to focus on his intensities and antics. I think he would be just fine because Billy Donovan is doing well, right? And he's intense as all get out. But how do you think he would transition to the NBA as a coach? And then also, what does this tell you about the Lakers? Because you know what? It could already be known that LeBron's not coming back, and that's why they – because I feel like if you go and get a college coach, you got to be thinking about younger players. In 2 or 3 years, we're going to be ready to contend. Highly doubt – because he doesn't have NBA experience.
Right.
So, you know, what are your feelings on those two subjects?
And I think you might be right. It might have been Woj I saw. So, for me – I think you've hit something with the fact that it's tough to keep turn. Just imagine
how many times
dating, you know, trying to date a woman and you just keep saying, "Ah, no, I think I'm cool." It's gonna be, yeah. Yeah, he just ain't going to keep chasing right. you and hunting you down, right? So I get that. But here's the thing. I think there's something going on because I'm going to let Austin say it, and I'm going to tap in on him. But there's something going on that Hurley is a viable pick. There's a lot of problems that the Lakers have right now. Not many draft picks.
Money.
You've got you really can't go out and get anybody. So guess where a lot of your work's got to be done? Two-way players, G League, which requires a lot of scouting, a lot of, you know, development, a lot.
Kind of like the Miami Heat.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're going to have to see something in players that you know you can extrapolate something out of them to fit what you're trying to accomplish there. Now, it's not going to feel good for, and this is why I personally think if they're chasing Hurley, I don't know if LeBron stays. I don't think he does. Say what he says about the fact that I ain't involved in this stuff. There's just track record. There's just history. You can just go back to Cleveland. Good coach that was there. What
David
was his
Blatt,
name?
David Blatt.
Blatt. Yeah, Blatt. They came from Israel. Yeah.
David Blatt, good coach.
Got to the championship.
But his guy was who?
T. Lou.
You see what I'm saying? Run Blatt out the door. T. Lou steps in. It's something about respect. This is why you hear him talking about, I respect Rajon Rondo. Probably no one's going to touch Rajon because of just some similar stuff with Xavier Howard, unfortunately. Yeah. Some off you know,
or dealing off the with court the, stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're he may have to kind of backdoor and get in. I think there's somebody that he will respect, and I think that would be Sam Cassell.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? But if you're going after Hurley, you look at track record of most coaches. The only one is Donovan. I think Donovan's 399.
And 319.
And 319. He's the only one that's got really – and Fred is underneath that.
Brad right. Stevens had a good run.
And, yeah. So there's not many. And that's where I think they're going into the development
moment. Yeah. It's just interesting to see, like – but then it's not only what you – LeBron has the option, right? So it's no big deal. It's not surprising if he –
If he bounces.
I think he went there. He won a championship. The different moves that they made, you know, with Westbrook, it just never gelled, right? And then they let all the core go. You've seen it hurt even Denver this year with Brown.
Just think if they had Caldwell Pope, right. Kuzma.
Right, all those guys. But just think about even with Denver this year, you let Brown go, you let Jeff Green. Those are the nuts and bolts of your championship run.
Yeah.
So
it's unfortunate. That's what a salary cap. You can't pay every, right. you know, because they're going to command a little bit more money.
LeBron's at the, you know, he's looking at the finish line. Yeah. And so what the bigger question is, what happens with AD?
Yeah.
What happens with AD? AD showed you in New Orleans, he didn't like being the guy. He also really is finicky about who the coach is in the situation.
AD's weird.
Right.
Because he wants to be the guy, but he doesn't. That's a weird
AD dynamic. Is tall Paul George.
Ooh.
Yeah. He'll get in front of the microphone, and Paul George is the same. We talked about Jeff Teague was on his podcast talking about Paul George when he was mad at CJ Mills for shooting that shot, and he's like, I need that. Well, then he came back the next two games and he missed him, right? So they'll tell you they want to be the guy. They'll tell you they want to be top 50 or in this case, top 10 in the league. And they show you flashes,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But then when it comes down to it, there's something that they don't do throughout the season and offseason that lends them to make that jump.
Yeah.
And for AD, why would you stick around?
Yeah.
Because because of LeBron.
You're going to be a rebuild. It's going to be a rebuild.
So then is AD one of those trade deadline trades after the All-Star break, before the All-Star break, and then they try to accumulate, or do they do it before the season and try to accumulate assets,
Good
legitimate
point.
First-round yeah. assets, not these ones that you can – the NBA is weird where you can get a first-round, you know, pick in a trade, and then it could – what is it called where it's like legit or not – what is it called? When the first round pick is protected, not protected.
I mean you can protect a certain number of picks in a certain time frame. Right, you have the Stepien rule where you have to have a first round pick every other year.
That's the other part.
It's a little bit different in the NFL. You're like, hey, I'm giving up a 2024 second and third, mm-hmm. and you get a 26th, seventh, then you know what you're getting. And if he plays well, it gets up to a third. So this is probably the best time to move AD. He's played good the most point, games. Jay.
But even if the Lakers want to move him, if you're a team that is interested in AD, do you want to pay a premium price for a full season, or do you want to see if he's still healthy closer to the trade deadline? Because what if you give up a lot and AD tweaks his back and he gets hurt? Right? So the Lakers want to move him ASAP. Other teams might want to be, you know, wait and see, is he going to hold up?
See, that's the thing. That's a good point, too. But I think there's a risk that accompanies that, what you just said. But AD is, there's only two really tradable guys. No one's going to give away the kitchen sink for LeBron.
Right.
It's not even because he's not good player.
Too late in the game.
It's just too late in the game. I mean, you might get 1 year, two at best. But then if you have to add the potential secondary option, which is little Bronny, you know, are you willing to do that?
Right.
You know, waste the, you know what I'm saying, yeah. to them? Or wait and see, because that's going to be a wait and see thing. He's not going to come in and be an impact
be
right
three,
away.
4 years down the road.
Right. So AD, as you said, I think is the only really tradable person. And awesome. Reeves,
yeah.
Those two are the really only tradable guys that you can get something for.
Well, Reeves even underperformed his contract, so you're not going to get as much for him anymore.
No, you're not, and you're not going to get it with AD at the trade deadline. No one's going to give you the kitchen sink unless he is absolutely
killing
the game.
Yeah.
Like, there's no one, like, he's destroying Jokic. Yeah. He's everybody in the West. A couple
40-point games, game-winning shots.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he's got to be totally, like Shaq dominant.
Right.
Right? To get the kitchen sink. You can get something, but you're not going to get the kitchen sink. And that's a lot due to just the changes in the CBA.
Right.
The salary cap numbers now. Yeah. It's just, there's just changes that you're not going to be able to get what you could have got when you got the Beal and you got what you got out of KD and, you know, the people that was giving up all the paperwork.
Right.
What you got out of Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, you're not going to get that. So, I think you got to do it now.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to rebuild, you don't want that in the locker room. Yeah. You just won't start fresh.
You might as well take, and you almost want to, in my opinion, is if you have to take a little bit less. If you're going to move him at, if you already know, and they know, if LeBron decides to go to X team, or even, you know, it's hard for, I mean, this is if Hurley becomes a head coach, but this is also if they bring in another coach and LeBron's around and they say that Lakers start off, you know, 6-12. This is the same scenario, right? Because you play what ifs in the offseason. They're putting up 85 different scenarios. So I'm thinking, even if you have to take a little, say AD is worth two lottery picks in 25 and 26. That's it. Okay, well, why don't you take one lottery pick, first rounder or whatever, you know, the equivalent of that, and then maybe one that's unprotected down the road, for the simple fact of if you have a 60% chance of trading him at the trade deadline, you might as well trade him 100% before the season and get what you can get and say, listen, we're going to all work through this together, and you might get lucky and be the OKC, and then you start to get a lot of good picks and guys that come out of nowhere.
So here's what you got. You're going to have to do what you just said, work through it, talk him through it, because he's got 2 years left.
2 years, then a player option in the third.
Two-year player option. So that means wherever he's going, he's got to like it.
He's
got
to be okay with it.
Like, he's got to be cool with the coach.
No trade clause,
Well, I know what the player option in itself
is.
No one's going to double trade him. You know, I don't think. Yeah. I don't think you're going to take him.
Yeah, you're not going to Carmelo Anthony maybe. Or whatever, right?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to double trade him. But I think you've got to make that decision, and that's going to depend on how much you're going to give up based on the conversations with his agent, so forth and so on. But I also agree that I think AD is someone that is risky, because with the new trade clauses, it can't just be draft picks. It can't even be money like it used to be. Like, you used to be able to throw money in it to make the deal work.
Yeah, make a hole, yeah.
You can't really even do that now. So wherever he's going, if you're the Lakers, you're going to want that specific person to know that he's going to be there as well. You know what I mean? Who is that? That's what I don't know. Who is capable? There's really no big man that they can throw. Tell me what
they
big
need
man
to, they need to call the Timberwolves up and trade
Cat.
Cat.
Like, can they trade for Bam if Miami's going to go in the tank?
Yeah, Bam's a stalwart at Miami.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, but he'll be there
through right thick and thin.
I like you can't Bam, move though. Gobert.
No,
he's
no,
stuck.
He's right.
But Cat's coming up for renewal soon, so you could probably do that.
Move
but
Cat,
but, but
Cat,
here's the problem. After living in L.A., AD's not going to want to go up there.
Jared Allen.
He would be smart too if he want to get paid, if he want to get shots at it.
Yeah.
I would go up there, but he may not want to go up there.
Yeah, he's probably lock and step there and but again it's the same thing. You don't want to leave LA.
Right.
The situation with you're not the Lakers could be a viable team next year, but you're not better than Denver. You're definitely not better than Dallas the way they're playing. And there's always a team that who knows if Phoenix gets out of their own way. You just can't.
It's Sacramento still.
Sacramento. You,
OKC.
Right. You 6'7".
You 6'7".
On a good year.
Right.
So you got that. But then on the flip side, you don't want to sacrifice and move. So it's the same thing we talked about with him and Paul George. You're telling me like that you want to be a chance at a chip or be the guy and go to you're probably telling Jeannie Buss and Palinka that you want the best situation for you, but then you're not willing to you're not willing to walk out the door because Minnesota is a great situation for
facts.
You. Because
him in Minnesota,
yeah, and plus he's able to play the four because Gobert
exactly
can play that. Actually, it would eliminate all the exactly deficiencies for Gobert down the stretch.
Yep.
It gives him more scoring points consistently than Cat.
Yeah, and he's a dual defensive.
Yeah, and
that's a two twin tower defensive
right,
cat. And,
right.
But offense stretch. He can stretch just as much as Cat.
And you're better in the switch game, too.
Yeah.
And he's playing a little bit off the beam path. But
hold on. Let me tell you where I think he could go.
You
may not like it. He might be able to go right next door.
To the clip show?
Woo!
For Zubac?
No. For, like, James Harden. James is an L.A. guy. If I'm the Lakers, keep him home.
Put a little.
I know his contract's going to be gone soon,
and he'll do
his
better.
His money's going to come off. You know what I'm saying?
And he probably.
They don't have a point guard,
and he'd probably be more comfortable in a rebuild, so he can just shoot the ball.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that might work.
Harden's a free agent.
Oh, that ain't gonna work.
You could. Can you?
Well,
do
you could,
it?
You
can
you
do
a sign and trade?
Yeah,
but. You know, I wouldn't do it more than 2 years.
2 years.
He's 35 right now.
I wouldn't do it more than 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
2 years in a team.
Kawhi already turned him down.
Yeah,
he's already turned that down. Paul George might, but why would you do that if you're the Lakers? I would.
LeBron to Chicago, DeMar DeRozan in return.
He's an L.A. guy, DeMar DeRozan, but DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, but they're going LeBron to Chicago. Chicago's garbage.
Chicago wants to make a move.
But LeBron,
you think,
is chasing legacy. There's no way he's going to
MJ City.
Losing that too.
What about Cleveland?
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And don't measure up. They already said he's not a Laker. Like, you know, yeah. You know that. I mean, they throwing stuff on his murals.
What about LeBron to Cleveland?
I mean, I think that works. I think, know what I think he was doing, Jay, when he went to the playoff game?
Testing.
He was testing the market. I think he was testing to see kind of.
Yeah, because you know he ain't been back to Akron in a while.
Nah, he was testing.
Yeah, he's seen it.
Stop by the school, got the cover.
Yeah. What about, do you think is there any way that they could trade LeBron and AD to Cleveland for Spider Mitchell and like Jared Allen?
It'll be Mobley.
Whoever.
I actually like Mobley. And if I'm the Lakers, I would be okay with Mobley.
I like Mobley too.
I like Mobley too.
And you try to get the last little thing out of Spider, being that superstar, because he could score.
Yeah.
He just
and
held
Spider's
it.
Been trying to get to LA.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Paulo?
To LA?
LA.
For LeBron?
He's a Seattle guy.
LeBron won't do it. He wouldn't do it. AD might. With a good young core, you gonna be the guy. But
I always tell people, man, they talked about it on one of the NBA shows. Listen, you go down to Orlando and think you could kick it like you used to be able to, you get ran about the gym.
That's
with Jalen Suggs, Anthony, and the Wagner brothers, and you got your boy from Duke down there that got traded from Chicago,
Wendell.
Hey, and they'll beat you up, and they'll just run you up out the gym.
If
your
I'm,
boy Suggs?
Yep.
He said that.
Yeah.
If I'm them, if I'm LeBron or AD, I'm trying to get East.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to East because they're already proven.
Right. And also, if I'm looking at LeBron and AD, if we're trying to be in this together, they both are represented by Clutch or whatever. Mm-hmm. And if it could be a package deal. It could be just groundbreaking or whatever.
A three-way menage. Because you got to take Bronny with you, too.
Right, yeah, I get it. Yeah, bring little Bronny with you. I look at it like the Celtics, even though the Celtics are in the NBA Finals, they don't – this is me. I think the Celtics might win it this year. I still don't think everybody in the Celtics organization are sold on Tatum and Brown. Mm-hmm. And then what that means is Bron, AD, anybody else that gets to the East, they ain't scared of the Celtics. Nah. It's just a matter of, like, New York. I guarantee you, in New York, they're like, man, we can get with them dudes as long as we healthy.
Yeah.
Serious.
Yeah. Everybody.
Indiana.
I agree.
We gave them the series.
Right. Unhealthy.
Unhealthy.
Without our best player.
Right.
Yeah.
And we gave them.
Yeah.
And Rick Carlisle messed it up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So nobody in the East is really fearing it. So if I'm an older player like LeBron, and like you said, could go to Philly with Embiid, and well, you know what? I don't know why Philly hasn't re-upped with Maxey.
They haven't done it?
They haven't re-upped Maxey.
I thought they did Maxey. I thought they did Maxey. Yeah, they did.
Okay, well, maybe it was last year. They were waiting.
He has the four-year
The mini
extension.
Max. The early Max. Yeah.
But you could throw like all their kind of like Tobias Harris and all them dudes.
He's gone. So that's why they got money. That's
right.
Why they can
do
it.
Yeah, that's right. They let Tobias Harris go. But you could get all of those complimentary players in there and ball them up and get them up out of there.
Yeah. I think they should keep Oubre.
Kelly Oubre.
Yeah, I think they should keep him. I just think defensively he's good. I think
he's that good. Yeah, he's that good, like PJ Washington, physical.
Yeah.
Can get, transition, defend. Hit a couple threes.
Yeah.
He's got to keep him focused.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
And
having a LeBron in there to teach you how to be a professional, be good. I like Nick Nurse as a coach. I do like him.
Yeah.
I think LeBron will respect. Look, he's a champion, right? Yeah. And I think the way he approaches the game would challenge LeBron from a mental standpoint.
I think New York's got to make a move in the front court. Like, okay.
I can see AD going to New York.
I think they got to make a move.
Look, if you like you said, he loves L.A.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other big market to go to?
New York. Yeah.
But he's a Chicago guy. Does he want to get back home?
No. He's into glitz and glamour. AD got brand new after that championship.
Yeah.
He likes to call the paparazzi and say, hey, I'm going to the ticket. get out and be dressed, you know, and all that.
And walk by the ear.
Walk by
the camera.
You got to even see him. And he like all the flashing light and go to, you know, was it Nobu or whatever to eat. He go to New York, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that New York wouldn't mind getting rid of Randle.
Yeah.
And they might be able to do a three team trade or something like that.
Randle still has, 1 year left? Or he's done. He might be free agent. He might have 1 year or free agent, Julius Randle.
He took some heat because he's hurt, but he was playing good this year. So you might, I mean, the whole Dan Hurley thing.
Randall's got next year and, next year left.
And so he's prime trade bait.
That's prime trade bait.
The whole Dan Hurley thing, I think he's a great college coach. I think in the right situation, he'd be good in the pros.
Have to be two players, though, because they would have to take his 1 year salary and add another one to equal out to. Two ADs.
Yeah. The problem is that, like I said before, it's like when you're the hot commodity, you've won two national championships.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's next for you? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, say you win three. Okay, you won them at UConn. You didn't want to go to Kentucky, who is the blue blood or one of the blue, like it's Kentucky, Indiana, North Carolina, Duke.
They got all the NIL money.
Right. So, okay, so now what's next then?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just play devil's advocate. Say you stay in college, right? And then you don't win a national championship for UConn. Now that star is starting to dim a little bit. Now that the Lakers job isn't open. Now the Detroit Pistons is open.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Detroit might be a better place for him because it's more of a hardworking, blue collar. Because he's intense.
Mm-hmm.
Closer to the East Coast. He's a Jersey guy. You know, eventually, Brooklyn Nets. But then, is that what you're chasing?
Doc Rivers might open up soon.
Man, after that clip.
You saw that?
Yo, that's my next question before we let you go straight. Listen, I'm going to ask you this, man. I told the story yesterday on the Foreman Friends.
The Mill! The Mill took care of your boy because I was
back?
Struggling.
Are you back, though?
Struggling.
Yeah, hey, he done got his power pellet.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, man. I've only seen one coach get a crunk on a player one time, and it was led by the player. So it was just so. And it really wasn't as bad as that. Have you ever seen – just for me. If Doc Rivers said that to me and I'm Matt Barnes, I'm Latrell Sprewelling you.
Mm.
I don't care where you're from.
Mm.
Bro, you done went personal. Like, you can say, hey, Jay, you know, you garbage. Like, you ain't hit a shot. I know it, and it ain't went in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you DeAndre Jordan, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But he just gave everybody business. He gave DeAndre Jordan the business. He asked Blake Griffin, you got the owner holding your hand. He got Jamal Crawford. Jamal Crawford asked the question, was he like with the son? He got Big Baby. He got Chris Paul. I mean, he just went down the line. You ever had a coach like that?
Nah, I can't. And listen, the one that I would have thought could have and would have been like that was Don Nelson. And he could get in you, but like he basically sat me in his office one time. He said, yes, Drake, I just need to tell you, you ain't going to play. You're going to be the 15th guy. You're going to be at the end of this bench. This is going into my third year or maybe even my fourth year. He's like, you're going to be at the end of the bench. And, you know. That's what it is. He looked me down my face, basically said I was garbage.
But that wasn't what I'm saying. Yeah.
The one guy that I thought would have been him, but he just kept it real.
Right.
But yeah, no one that just kind of went down and just you're right. Not even Isaiah Thomas, who can be pretty brave. There's really you're right, man. There's really nobody that.
Now let me ask you this. Now
it's like that.
Since it's the off season, and you know everybody on Milwaukee has seen this or heard about it, does that affect how the present day players look at Doc?
It could, bro.
Right?
It could.
Because now you just on edge. Now I'm looking at you. Okay, you could dress me down about whatever I'm not doing on the floor.
But don't go across this line.
Right, because you ain't gonna have me on another Hulu docuseries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
do you think some of that was
fabricated?
Just to add a little, because here's why I say that. It actually was a pretty good show where they had the talking about the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
when it, you know, it kind of was a buildup from the owner's perspective, and then they were, you know, talking about
the players,
because Kareem's basically was saying like, "Come on, man, that wasn't what happened." They
Jerry, West, doing Jerry West was hot.
Yeah, so people were hot. So I don't know.
And let me now. I'm going to keep asking you questions. I would feel, wouldn't you feel, Doc Rivers by now would have said, "Hey, look, man, that's not how it went." By now.
Well said.
Because these are players that are still in the league.
Well
Chris
said.
Paul is the head of the Players Association, right?
Well said, yeah.
And he's still active in the league. I mean, he's on the...
And nobody refuting it. There's nobody that went on the podcast.
Right, right. That ain't how it went.
And said, "Nah, that ain't... That's right. A little extra."
Right. I mean, DeAndre Jordan just played... He went to Nuggets.
Yeah.
Now, Blake Griffin is retired, just recently retired. Big Baby, we know he got to go through a hard time. Mm-hmm. Right? He going to come out swollen in shape. Jamal Crawford, right? Hold on. Jamal Crawford has his own podcast and is good. Mm-hmm. And he coaches a high-level mm-hmm. AAU team. Mm-hmm. And I think they're in the EYBL.
Mm-hmm. His son's going to be a problem.
He's for real. And he's disciplined like no other.
Boy.
Hey. He get
watch out for little crawl.
He killing you from 18 feet. Facts. Just look like
mid-range.
Right.
Look like his daddy. Yeah. Yeah.
And then J.J. Redick is a media member.
Who played with him too.
Played with him. And he don't like Doc.
Mm-mm.
He don't like Doc from the Clippers. And then when he brought to Philly, he don't like him. Okay, Chris Paul. Who else was there? Matt Barnes.
Yeah, he was there too.
He's the one that gave Mark Bellner. So nobody is just...
He's got a show. He's got a podcast.
Nobody's coming to Doc's
defense. Yeah. 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 Yeah, man. That's what it is. You're right. Normally, somebody would say, "Nah, it's a little bit extra."
And I'll tell you this for everybody listening. Like, I've had coaches that were, you know, they would, that wasn't no jokes. We had coaches,
Bill Parcells was that guy?
Bill Parcells would never say that to a player, though.
Okay.
Now he would tell you like you need to start getting going, like you're gonna be up out of here if you keep messing with like I'd rather you tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna tell.
That's
a story.
What I was.
I'm gonna tell a story
Nelson.
Right here.
Yeah.
Listen, so I played 3 years in Buffalo, and we're in the fourth year. Here comes Greg Williams, and when you talk, listen, I used to call Greg Williams the King of Crunk. He would raise the roof like in a millisecond. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, what the heck is. Bro, I just talked to you on the way to practice. And I remember one time he told me, he said, "You need to get your young ass over here and do something right here, now." I'm like, "Can I get a Gatorade? Put the Gatorade down now." So we're about to play Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
Third preseason game. The first preseason game we played Philly. The starters played.
One series?
I played four plays.
Oh, four series. Oh, four
yeah,
plays.
Four plays. Because okay. I didn't play third down, so I was just that.
Okay.
The second one, I did okay, right? So then we played like a quarter and a half. We played good defensively. Came in the third preseason game. The coach named Miles Austin or something like that. Country boy. He's one of Greg's, you know, mm-hmm. coaches, young coach.
Mm-hmm.
He came up to me, man, and he looked like Nick Nolte. That's what he did. He looked like Nick Nolte. I grew to like him.
Yeah.
And he rubbed his face and he's like, "Hey, you better have a good game today. Or you ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't going to work out." I was like, "What? Bro, like, I've been starting for 3 years." But that was that. But he put me on notice. Now, I got all it was a matter of just playing. Because, I played 10 plays. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't make plays in 10 plays, right?
Yeah.
And plus, they were throwing Air America on us anyway, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So, I can't do nothing on field goal block. So, I end up doing it. But that's about as close as somebody dressing me down and saying, "Do this or else." You know what I'm saying? I wasn't a problem player or anything like that. Didn't have any off-the-field issues or anything like that, or at least that they knew of, you know? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. But that's still with Doc Rivers.
Yeah, it's wild.
Now,
I did hear. I've been hearing a lot of negativity.
Now I will tell you.
Out.
I ain't gonna tell you the player. I will never forget this. We were in special teams meetings, Drake, and we had like auditorium seating. And I was walking by, so the offense comes in after special teams, and Mike Shepard, I think, was the offensive coordinator. And I'll never forget this. I was actually going to drop a deuce. I was like,
when that turtle head, you was turtle heading at that point.
We wasn't playing good. So it was like, and the GM was in there. So you can't go nowhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yo, I walked past and Mike Shepard said, all right, we're going to put in 15 new plays.
Mm.
My man, and he should be in the Hall of Fame, came down there and said, why we got 15 new plays? We can't even run the ones we got. And he just was like, pushed the offensive coordinator out the way, took the computer because he didn't want no more plays, and broke the computer and went up and talked to the owner. Everybody's asking me what happened. I was like, I was in the bathroom.
Wow.
Listen, I watched it from me to Ben over there.
Wow.
I just kept it moving.
Mm, mm,
hey,
mm.
Got it live like this. Mm, so you see some stuff like that, you know, and things happen. You know, you be in a locker room, man. I seen you know, a couple guys get folded up in the locker. You be getting taped, get your gator, boom, boom, boom. Here's the great thing about the NFL. Like, we can fight in the locker room.
Squash.
All right, we got to go.
This ain't Draymond and Jordan Poole.
No.
Like, they could not. If I was Poole, it's on site. Every time I see you, yeah. My boy.
See, the difference, though, with this, the stuff that we see in the locker room and stuff sometimes that I get in with guys, it was never you looking over there talking to Austin and I come here. It was like, I'm bringing it to you. And then it just gets squashed. We got to go win this game.
Yeah.
So it's different than, you know, me coming up and just kicking you upside your head and you over there getting Gatorade.
Yeah.
You know, so that right there, you just, that team is just done. That year is done.
That year is done.
Yeah.
There it is.
And that relationship between them two will never be the same, no matter the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
Even though they've been world champions and, you know, both of them got immensely compensated and paid. Mm-hmm. It would, and I'm sure Draymond don't care, and who knows what Jordan Poole been thinking.
Well, we see what he's been thinking. It's been horrible.
Yeah.
Like he went from the penthouse to the outhouse.
But that's on his own doing, though.
He had a tremendous
opportunity to take over. So, anyways, appreciate Strick staying for essentially another hour. We definitely have replenished our electrolytes. We are back in full effect. But we'll take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this beautiful day. And this old school session. Jay Foreman, Eric Strickland, Austin Norman. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.